Mama girl, it is beginning to look a lot like allergy season. Yes, spring break is coming about. Winter is leaving. Are you ready? Have you decided where you're going for your spring break, or do you need a little inspo? You need a little inspo? Well, that's why I am here today. So go ahead and grab your water, grab your coffee, grab your tea, grab your popcorn. Make sure you grab a notebook and some pen. Grab whatever you need and come on in here and let us have good conversation. Hey girl, hey, listen, did you miss me? Yes, I missed you, mama girl. Listen, if you are new to this channel, go ahead and welcome. Welcome to the channel. My name is Jamie and I am your independent and travel agent. And this is my channel, Prep and Land, where we talk about all things travel from prep to land. So you are in the right place on this day because we are talking about spring break. Now, mama girl, listen, spring break is coming in hot, 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 coming in hot, 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 hot. Mama girl, spring break is here. It is coming in hot. And if you are still trying to figure out where to go, listen, I got you. And not only do I have you on the 5 destinations that you can take your family, I also have you on 5 things you need to make sure you have when you are packing for this trip, okay? Okay, listen, we need to make sure we have our sunscreen. We need to make sure we have our sanity. We need to make sure we have all the things. So let's talk about it. You ready? Let us begin. The first stop, mama girl, is Orlando, Florida. Okay, let us talk Disney, shall we? If you haven't experienced the magical world of Disney, then you need to. And even if you have experienced the magical world of Disney, you need to go back because they change things all the time. And it's always an adventure, a different adventure every single time you go. Listen, Disney is the ultimate playground for springtime. And it is extra special at Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival. Think larger than life floral displays, delicious seasonal foods, and stunning Disney character topiaries. All the things, mama girl, all the things. And if you need to cool off, Disney's 2 water parks are calling your name. Not going to the parks every day, no worries, mama girl. There are plenty of fun, free, and even budget-friendly family activities for you to do all around Orlando, okay? Okay, listen, next up is Keystone, Colorado. If you are saying, you know what, Jamie girl, I'm not interested. I am not interested in saying goodbye to the snow. I only had 2 days of it and that wasn't enough for me. If that is you, then take your family to Keystone. Take your family up to Colorado and enjoy the mountains of Keystone. The Keystone Resort is your go-to. Listen, there are over 3,000 acres of breathtaking ski trails and there's slopes for all skiers. If you are a beginner, intermediate, or advanced skier, there is a ski course for you. And for the first time skiers, Keystone has a ski and ride school where you'll be able to glide like pros in no time. But wait. Wait, there is more, mama girl. There is more. Trade your skis in for some skates and some charming ice skating rinks. Listen, you can go zipping down the mountain on a snow tube. There's so many activities for you and your family to enjoy if you are still wanting some more snow. Now, me personally, I don't. But if that's your cup of tea, mama girl, go drink it. Drink it and enjoy. Okay? Okay. Up next is Washington, D.C. Why are we going to Washington, D.C. in the springtime, Jamie? Because of the cherry blossoms. Take a moment, let it breathe. Yes, cherry blossom blooming season is in the springtime, and it is absolutely breathtaking. Imagine strolling underneath over 3,000 cherry trees in full bloom and all the petals just falling on you. Just having a whole moment with the kids while they're kicking in the cherry blossoms, making little cherry blossom leaf petal piles and kicking them and having just a ball. All of that can happen, and it's breathtaking. If you're into nature like that, if you want to have a nature-y experience, take your children to Washington and go look at the cherry blossoms bloom. Take some pictures, have some moments, fly some kites, do all the things in Washington. Yes, mama girl, yes, I see this for you. I see it. Let's get you another one. Another destination, mama girl, is the Wisconsin Dells, the ultimate water park wonderland. Okay, mama girl, so Midwest might be a little chilly in March and April, but in Wisconsin Dells, it's always summer inside the world's biggest indoor water park. Kalahari Resort is a kid's paradise. You got the water coasters, the raft rides, the wave simulators, and even a lazy river. Listen, plus a swim up bar for mama girl, for you. And if you want options, listen, the Wilderness Resort has 4 indoor water parks, including a giant wave pool, water slides, and 2 braces. And if you need a break from the water, it is okay because the fun can continue and dry. Okay, they have arcades, they have laser tagging, they have mini golf, they have magic shows, they have all the things for you and your family to be entertained the entire time you go for your spring break vacation. And lastly, mama girl, lastly but certainly not least, if none of the other destinations tickled your fancy, take your family to Hilton Head. I said it. Take your family to Hilton Head, South Carolina. If your crew loves the sunshine and the sea breezes and the outdoor adventures and finding the seashells and finding all the different sea animals in the ocean, out the ocean, round the ocean, everywhere near the ocean, Hilton Head is calling your name. Kick things off with a scenic bike ride through the island's many trails, and then go to the skies on a zip line ride over South Carolina's low country. Listen, if you have never been zip lining, this would be a great first time experience for not only you, but your family, mama girl, your family. Listen, there's more things to do too. The little ones can enjoy a pirate themed cruise. The nature lovers can explore a coastal discovery museum with gardens and boardwalks and some of the most beautiful live oak trees you've ever seen. And beach days are always included at Hilton Head, okay? Listen, go make sandcastles, go play volleyball in the sand, or get your free pedicure. You didn't know you could get a yes, rub your feet in the sand. Make sure it's wet sand. Rub your feet in that sand and you have that free pedicure. Make sure you rinse your feet off and make sure you don't have any shells in your underneath your nails, because that'll irritate your skin underneath your nails if you're not careful. But yes, free pedicure. You're welcome. Mama girl, are you encouraged? Are you inspired? Are you ready to plan your family's spring break vacation? Listen, we talked about where you're going, so now let us talk about what you need to pack to make sure that your trip experience is exactly that, an enjoyable experience for you and your family. You ready? You ready? Five things. Thing number one. First thing, mama girl, is weather appropriate attire. Listen, I want you to check the weather on whatever app you like to use, weather app, the Google, the whatever you like to use to check the weather. Check the weather to make sure that you are packing appropriate attire. I've had it done because I did not check the weather last year when I went to Washington, D.C. I did not check the weather and I was miserable. It was May when I went up there. Yeah, it was May when I went up there and it was still a little chilly. And so I didn't pack a light jacket or anything. So I was cold. I was cold the entire time, and I did not enjoy my vacation as much as I could have if I packed appropriately. So please, 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 please check the weather and pack appropriate attire. Okay? Okay. Thing number two, first aid kit. Listen, you have kids, I have kids, we have kids separately, but together. And because things happen, we need to make sure that they have everything that they need so that their injuries can recover fully. So make sure we have a travel first aid kit. You can get that at Walmart, you can get that at Amazon, you can get that anywhere at your local stores. It's nothing, it's just a little small little it can fit in anything. It can fit in a purse. It can fit in anything. Goes everywhere. It's amazing. First aid kit. Highly recommend. Next thing. Listen, nature is beautiful and the bugs are bugging, and we want to make sure that they are not bugging us. So put on that bug spray so you're not getting bit by mosquitoes and having them transmit all types of foolishness to you and your family. Put the bug spray on. And also let us remember that even though the sun is beautiful, this is our first time probably out since winter. We also want to make sure that we remind ourselves that even though the sun is beautiful, the sun is still very dangerous if we are not making sure we are properly protected with sunscreen. Bug spray, sunscreen. Say it with me. Bug spray, sunscreen. One more time. Bug spray, sunscreen. Yay! Let's move on. Next up, Mama Girl, is travel documents. Let us make sure that we have all our documents that we need to be able to get to our vacation and come back from our vacation, okay? So what am I talking about? I'm talking about real IDs if you're taking a plane. I'm talking about making sure you have your medications, making sure you have your prescriptions, making sure you have your itineraries, making sure you have the confirmation to your rooms, making sure that you have your tickets for all of your activities. Hard copies of these, not just copies on the phone, because we all know that technology is technology and sometimes technology don't work. But hard copies, having copies of copies, will ensure that if you lose a copy, you still have copies to be able to say, hey, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I've already paid for this. So you have no stress, no worries. And if they miss something on their end, you have it on your end to say, this is what it is. And you can continue having a nice, fun-filled family adventure, vacation, all the things. Okay? Okay. Documents. Lastly, but certainly not least. Now, listen, I know, we cannot plan this one and put it in our suitcase, but we can plan it and take it with us to make sure that we are doing it while we are on our vacation. And that is simply planning days of rest or hours of rest or just times. Planning times of rest in our vacations. It will suck. It will suck tremendously to go on vacation, to have fun, to rest, to rejuvenate, and come back from vacation and be more tired than when you left. We ain't here for that. We're not interested in doing that, so we're not going to do that. We're going to make sure that we are planning days of fun, and we're also going to make sure that we are planning days of rest so that way we can enjoy our vacation and come back relaxed and ready to get back to work. Whew! We covered all the spring break goodness today, and now the only thing left to do is make those travel dreams happen. Listen, don't let planning stress you out. That is what I am here for, Mama Girl. If you are ready to take the guesswork out of your spring break trip and book a getaway that is fun, family friendly, stress free, listen, hit me up. Let us plan the perfect vacation for you and your crew. DM me, email me, or just slide into my inbox and say, Jamie, help me pack my bags. That's all you have to do. And before you go, make sure you are following on all of my social media platforms and make sure you are sharing this podcast with your community. Listen, this new needs to be shared. We don't gatekeep around here. We do not gatekeep. Share to all the people in your world, okay? Okay, as always, Mama Girl, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist, live. Listen, thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out with me today. And until next time, stay adventurous. stay fabulous, and let's get you prepped for your next landed vacation.